Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal sidekick, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. It is Mindshift Monday, and as always, we are excited to be here. Thank you to all of you that are tuning in, listening to the live show, as well as to those of you that are listening to the replay. We know that everyone can't make it to the live show, but we still applaud you for being so committed to your personal growth and development. And tonight is also going to be about your small business growth and development, so kudos to you. For those of you that are new to Mindshift Talk Radio, welcome. This show is for you. It's for people, just regular people like us, that are looking to grow and reach new levels of success in every area of our lives. So whether you're looking to grow personally, professionally, spiritually, maybe you just like some humor and you like to hear us be a little goofy from week to week, that's fine. We have something here for you every single week. So no matter what it is that you're looking to grow in, what area you're looking to grow in, this is the place that you want to be in. You want to make sure that you're connected with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening through your browser, just go ahead and hit the follow link. That way you're connected with us and you can stay up to date on all the shows coming up. Also, you can find more information about the show as well as the host at mindshifttalkradio.com. You can go there, drop us a line, hit the contact us button, and the best feature about the site is that you're able to go back and listen to all of the replays. So you would just go to the archives link, you can learn more about our last guest, our feature guest, and you can also share the replays with your friends and family members or anyone that you know that's in need of a mind shift. So again, thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions for our special guest tonight, feel free to give us a call. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. Also, the chat room will be opening shortly, so if there's anything you'd like to ask, maybe you don't care to call in, but you'd like to share a comment or ask a question of our guests, feel free to do that in the chat room shortly. So that's pretty much it. Those are the housekeeping rules for Mindshift Talk Radio. We're going to go ahead and get it started. Without any further ado, I do want to bring my co-host that I mentioned to you out here for you guys to be able to hear from her and for her to greet me. She always has a great greeting for me every Monday. I never know where she's going to come from, left field or right field. So, Sister Big Bones, happy Mindshift Monday.
What it is, what it be, what it look like, homie.
I'm like, I never know where it's going to come from. I just have to brace myself. I just hold on to the table.
I should have just said happy Mindshift Monday to you.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, that's like the soothing side of you right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like your radio.
Just keeping it copacetic and cool. Yeah, yeah.
I missed you guys last week. You guys did a phenomenal job, you, and now she's our honorary special co-host. We can't even call her just a special guest anymore, but Miss Sherry Darden was here holding it down last week, so kudos to you ladies for holding down Mindshift last week. I really appreciate it. You guys did the thing, as usual.
No, we just make it do what it do.
Or make it, as Dr. Ayo Kadar would say, make it do what it don't.
Hey, we will what it won't.
Right. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about last week's show in case they may have missed it.
Last week we had the occasion to speak about the characteristics of a successful woman. And we talked a lot about what characteristics Michelle Obama exhibited and shared what we thought made each one of us successful. Sherry, and she decided that I was successful too, so I'm going to just go with that. But it
Yay.
Was a really great conversation. And it doesn't matter whether you are male or female because the characteristics that we shared are applicable across genders. So by all means, please, please, please check out the replay. Definitely share it with anyone whom you think will benefit from hearing last week's show. It was a great time. We laughed a lot. Miss Darden is hilarious, but
yes,
we just really
is.
Enjoyed ourselves.
Awesome. And again, yeah, make sure that you guys are going back and checking out the replay. I mean, it's interesting. It doesn't matter what type of conversation we have, and we try to be serious on some of them, but, you know, that humor comes out. We're very transparent on the show, like we said before, and you really just don't know what you're going to get, so you just have to be there. You just don't want to miss it. But the chat room is open now. And we're talking about Sherry Darden, and she's not a stranger to this show at all. Like I said, she's family at this point. So you know how you have your family members come to the house or guests try to come to the house, and they ask you for some Kool-Aid or some water, and they expect you to get up to get it. And then finally, after the second time, you're like, you're not a guest anymore. Like, go get it yourself. That's where Sherry is with us right now. So,
I'm like, I'm not. The first time, it's like the refrigerator is around the corner. Cups are in the cabinet.
Right. There you go. Help yourself. So that's where Sherry is. She's honorary at this point. She's a part of the team. She's a part of the crew. She's just probably the more knowledgeable out of the three of us. So we'd like to have Sherry here, and it's always an honor and a privilege to have her here. And she's so awesome, and she's just always so committed to being a blessing to people, and she's committed to the success of your business. And so she's decided to be here with us. She's been here for a few months now, holding these small business segments and workshops. And I mean, she started off from the basics, the ground floor, and she has just built upon these conversations and these lessons month over month. So it's always a blessing and a privilege to have her here. And so she's going to continue that with us this week. So for those of you that may not have seen the information for this week's show, this week's show is New Year, New Business. So clearly it's a timely conversation for us to have. I know at the end of the year we did a lot of talking and had a lot of conversations around personal development as well as business development. And we talked about the mind shift that was taking place in so many people. We had people even commenting, you know, through Facebook and through the website and so forth, just talking about they were ready for that transition and they were ready for a new beginning in 2013. And so it's a great time for us to be able to have these conversations. It's very empowering when we have Sherry here. And I encourage all of the listeners, again, like, you know, Juanita said, the conversations we've been having are not just for females. I know it's normally just the ladies here chatting it up, but the information that's shared on these shows really do apply to everyone across the board. If you're committed and you're determined and you're ready to take it to the next level, then the show is for you. So make sure that you're staying connected with us. I talked about the website. I also talked about Facebook. If you're not connected with us on Facebook, please go ahead and do that. We like to make new friends. You go to facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio and just like our page and stay connected with us that way as well. So as you guys can see, I'm long-winded. I have a lot to make up for because I wasn't here last week. So we're going to go ahead and shut me up right now and bring out our special guest, small business expert, also known as the business plan lady herself, Ms. Sherry Darden. Sherry, welcome back to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Oh, is it my turn now?
Yeah. See, she's got jokes. Okay.
Yeah, she's right.
Who said you had to be serious when talking about business? Who said you have to be serious?
I'm just trying to keep everybody here on Monday. Happy Mind Shift Monday. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Good. So surviving another Monday.
Yeah.
Looking at my to-do list and a little overwhelmed, and I just have to keep telling myself it's better than the alternative.
That's the truth. I try to be positive that way as well, but sometimes it gets so challenging.
Doesn't always work, but we have to keep trying.
Yeah. Right. But we stay committed. We stay committed to the cause.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Sherry, it's always great having you here. I missed you last week, but I heard you guys cracking up and stuff, and I felt kind of left out of the conversation, but you guys held it down. So
We enjoyed talking about that. We talked about the inauguration. You know, we talked about successful women. We talked about our first lady. So we had a really good time.
I think I heard you guys talking about some outfits. Were you guys talking about wardrobe or something as well?
Oh, her clothes. Yes.
Yeah, I think we were talking about, you know, success, about, you know, just being confident and, and all the criticism, you know, we were on Facebook and looking at all of the blogs, and people were trying to say negative things about, you know, the things that she wears, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
commenting about her always having her arms open and that kind of thing. We're talking about, you know, part of a successful woman is being confident in her own skin, no matter what, you know, kind of chatter that, you know, she may hear. If she's confident in it and she takes it and she owns it, and, you know, if she had taken the first level of criticism just during the first election, you know, she'd probably wear a turtleneck and, you know, dress it down to her ankles. But, you know, she's really confident in what she knows she looks well in and what she likes, and she owns it. And so we were talking about that.
Definitely.
Yeah, we were talking about
Sherry wants
her
arms.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I want the arms too.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't see a single muscle in these little arms anymore.
Exactly.
Poor little bicep.
We got the flaps. We got the flaps going.
Yeah.
Going
well, I know this week we're going back into our small business conversations. This weekend, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to participate as a presenter in a seminar. It was a John Maxwell seminar, and it was hosted by Beverly K. Watson. Yeah, and it was called New Beginnings 101, Putting Your Dreams to the Test. And, oh, it was just so powerful here in Atlanta. Richard Harden was one of the speakers, one of the presenters. Latrice Ross was there, Angie Sims. And it was just so much energy, and people were fired up. And, you know, for me, it was kind of funny when I got up there to speak and present, because I was just like, you know, who wants to hear my little story? You know, we sometimes have these stories, we have these experiences, and we don't think that anyone is really going to benefit from the information that we're sharing. But I was really encouraged there at the seminar just to hear people's vision, people sharing their visions. They share their challenges and some of the struggles they've gone through. But at the end of the day, I think we did a pretty good job as presenters at getting the message across that despite the challenges and despite the hurdles, they're really all building blocks to your success. And Sherry, I just can't thank you enough, because there was at one point where I discussed my business and finally taking that step out and having my new beginning and finally being an entrepreneur and starting my business. And I owe so much of that to you, because you've been on this show, and people take it lightly, but we have you here, and we say it's a privilege and an honor, and it truly is, because you come here and you get us fired up and you break things down to the point where it seems like, okay, it's huge, but I can take that one bite at a time. I can handle that. And you break it down into layman's terms, and you make it realistic for just the common person like me that was totally scared of, you know, afraid of really going out and doing it. So I just had to say that, because I had to give you your props. Because
well, thank you.
If you hadn't been here sharing all that information, I probably wouldn't have been up there sharing that story and starting a business. So thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. Just remember me when you're on the Wendy Williams show or somewhere else and you're talking about your millions and stuff. Just remember me and don't cross the street when you see me walking down the street. So I appreciate it.
Always. So let's go ahead and get started with this week's conversation. We're talking about New Year, New Business.
Yeah, it's that New Year's time. You know, everybody talks about their New Year's resolutions or New Year goals or New Year plans and all that good stuff. And, you know, just looking at, because I was looking for, you know, when I'm going to have some invoices come in, you know, as far as cash flow is concerned, I'm thinking, oh, well, that won't be until the end of the month. And I'll go, wait, that's this week. It's this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, our first month of the year has gone already. And I know I'm not by myself where, you know, we've had some New Year's plans or some things that we say, okay, in 2013 we're going to do differently. And again, we're not even past, you know, our first month, and we've kind of fallen into our old habits again. And one of the things that I want to make sure is, if there is anyone that's listening to the live broadcast or to the rebroadcast or at any point in time, even if they're listening to it in November of 2013, it's never too late to get started. It's never too late to get started. Colonel Sanders was well into his retirement years when he got his business started. So, you know, you can never say it's too late. And he actually started his business because he got his first Social Security check and said, what am I supposed to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
So he went out and started his, you know, started his restaurant. And so it's never too late. You know, we're still in January, so there's still time to, you know, get that business from head, you know, to paper to a grand opening. So this is still a good time to get started.
Awesome. Sister Big Bones, any thoughts before we go into the convo and start asking all these questions?
I am the one that's always taking the copious notes because I'm always the one that needs to be starting the business and getting the business up and running. So, I guess. I would think, would there be any business or any reason not to start a business so that wouldn't do good at the beginning of the year? But I have plenty of questions later on.
Well, there's never a wrong time to start a business other than for the wrong reasons. And I will say, and Stacey can probably kind of chime in on this in her first couple of weeks here into the new year, it's a misnomer if you think you're going to start a business so that you can have all the time in the world to yourself. It's usually just the opposite. You're usually actually putting in more hours than you would if you were working for someone else. But the difference is the satisfaction. The difference is you get to be the driving force as to whether you go left or right. Now, you know, the other side of it is now you don't have anybody to blame but yourself.
Right.
So there's good and there's bad in it. You know, there's wonderful things in it. And so here's what I just can say. You know, we can just kind of start off the conversation of new year, new business, whether it's a brand new business that you're starting for the very first time, you've never had a business of your own, or you're thinking, you know what, I want to try something new this year. The first thing I can always say that I always start off with any of my startup workshops or, you know, counseling or coaching individuals is start with the basics and you will always hit the ground running and you won't lose your momentum. And the first thing to do is think about a business name. You know, and people think, well, that's no big deal. I'm just going to come up with something, or I'm going to come up with something that has a really deep meaning. And just keep in mind when you think about that deep meaning, is it going to mean something to anyone other than yourself? So when someone says your business name, there's a couple of things you want to think about. Does it reflect what your business offerings are going to be? And then, two, you want to think about the name that I create. As years go by, as time goes by, and I want to maybe add some things, I may want to diversify, I may want to have a spinoff, is it a name that I can grow with? You know, if it's very, very specialized, you're kind of stuck a little bit. And then if you're very, very specialized in your name, eventually you're going to date yourself. You know, because when you think about things that are really, really trendy, it's only trendy for a moment. And so those are the things that, you know, you can kind of put yourself out of business or kind of take yourself out of the competition if you don't think about that.
I'm not the business expert, but nothing frustrates me more than poorly spelled business name. Like that whole Hooked on Phonics, Ebonics type stuff. Like Cool Cats, and it's KOOLKATZ. I'm like, really?
Yeah. Well, you know, I will say that, yeah, it can be a little over-trendy. A lot of times you will find people that will do that because the original spelling is already taken. And that's also, too, something to think about when you're thinking about a business name is it's first come, first serve. So if you are thinking about creating, and I always use this tag name because it's a joke that my brother and I used to always have when we joke about things. He'd call it Joe's Bar and Grill. You know, I would call his house. He was trying to be funny. He'd call him Joe's Bar and Grill. And if you want to open up a Joe's Bar and Grill, there may be another person who has already taken that name. And that may be my God-given name, and I want to open up a Joe's Bar and Grill. So instead of me spelling it J-O-E, I may spell it J-H-O-E or something of that nature. So sometimes there's a reason behind it, but you're really right. You know, sometimes people get a little overly creative to the point where you kind of get sidetracked on trying to figure out why they even named it that instead of what is it that they actually have to sell. So there's kind of have to figure out that happy medium in there.
or how to say it. If only you can pronounce it, it is a problem.
This is very true. Absolutely. So yeah, you want to think about a name. Think about something that's something that you can live with. If you think about all of your worldwide companies, they don't change their names. They may change their logos, and they may do it very slightly. You know, some will do drastic, but their names don't change. McDonald's has always been McDonald's. Nike has always been Nike. You know, Zappos has always been Zappos. Amazon has always been Amazon. They may change, you know, the color. They may change the font. They may change their logo, but it's something that they decided, okay, this is what we are going to live with that's going to help build a brand. I tell you, there's nothing more concerning, I'll say it in a very nice way, than going to networking events over the years. And I sit sometimes and I look at my stacks and stacks of business cards, and I say, well, you know what? That person's name looks familiar. And if I go through and I look for duplicates of just names, I will have maybe four or five different business cards with the same person's name where they've gone through kind of like an identity crisis, you know, where they've gone through and they've got money on one business card, and then they've got dollar signs on another business card, and then they've got two people with their hands shaking on another business card. You know, it's really, really key to keep that name and keep that identity consistent, because, you know, when I went to Italy for Christmas, we made a joke. If we didn't recognize anything else, we saw the McDonald's sign. We saw those golden arches. It's like, okay, we can't find anything else to eat. There's Mickey D's. You know? So it was consistent all around, and it speaks volumes. You know, it speaks volumes.
Speaking of business cards, uh-huh. Sherry, really quick before we move on to the next piece, do you think, what are your thoughts about having your picture on a business card? Do you think it's better to have your picture on a business card, or is it only for specific types of businesses, especially when you're talking about the different names and so forth and you want people to remember you? What are your thoughts about that?
It depends on the business. You know, when you're in the service-based business where you – the person, if that's what you're selling, is what you have to offer, your personality, your knowledge, I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, it's very, very common in real estate, in insurance, those types of things, because, you know, I may not remember someone's name, but I remember what that person looks like. So I think it's a good thing. I think you have to be very careful and make sure that the picture is very professional. I've seen some that are just a little over the top, and it doesn't quite match what they are selling. You know, I don't necessarily need an over the top glamour shot for someone who I'm going to be buying insurance from. I want that person to know. I want that person to know what the rates are and the rules and regulations, not necessarily having, you know, Beyonce hair and the wind blowing, you know, in their hair. So I don't see anything wrong with it, especially if it's a service-based business. So, you know, but just keep it professional is what I always say.
Can I just make a comment? Like,
I don't know.
Can you at least look like your picture?
That would be nice, too. That would be nice, too.
That whole glamour shot thing,
yeah.
Here's the picture and here's you. On the glamour shot, you have your face on. You not so much. Like, yeah, these are
right.
The same people. So I mean,
and it does cause concern. It's like, what happened? You know, what is it? Is this? It's almost like, you know, kind of a bait and switch kind of thing. So you're absolutely right.
Right.
Absolutely right.
Would you give any consideration to like your population, like, or any thought about maybe I don't want them to know I'm female, or maybe I don't want them to know I'm a woman of color? Like,
oh, the demographic, right?
Yeah.
I used to think that, and it's funny that you say that, because there's a client that I do training for around the country, and one of the things that they wanted us to do is to create like a 2-minute video that says, hi, you know, I'm so glad, you know, that I see that you signed up for my workshop and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, now, when I start going to places, you know, in the far northeast, you know, close to the Canada border or less populated areas, I wonder if that's going to affect if they're going to show up or not.
Mm-hmm.
it's a valid concern, but here's the thing I said to myself. If that's what they're going to judge me by, I don't want them.
Right.
And, you know, you just have to do that because I used to fear about that. I'm thinking, oh, well, what if they see that I'm an African-American woman? And, you know, I don't necessarily be too concerned about whether they figure out if I'm a male or female because my name is going to tell it, you know, as far as a business card is concerned. But, yeah, you know, I say, you know, it's 2013, you know. It is what it is, you know, and I have gotten confident in myself in saying that if that's what's going to put them off and not have them show up at my workshop, then that's too bad for them.
Definitely their loss.
Exactly. And people have so many biases now, and I'm glad we're even discussing that piece because many people will be scared to or afraid to launch their business in certain areas because you're like, oh, gosh, you know, it's a totally different demographic. Even though statistically, you know, after doing your research, you can tell this would be a great place to launch a specific type of business, but you're somewhat intimidated to do it because you're afraid of being judged and so forth. At the end of the day, people have biases in terms of religion and race and politics and everything. I know a peer of mine was sharing something in the office the other day about how he had a client that he was working with. Well, he was trying to gain her business as a customer, trying to gain her business. Seems like they were building great rapport. Things were going well in the conversation. He's very knowledgeable in the field, and so she was impressed. But then it came down to finally closing the deal with her, and her question shifted to politics, and basically she was going to make her decision to go to do business with him versus someone else based on who he was voting for in the election. And so, you know, he kind of went around the question, and he was pretty good, you know, as far as what he was saying. It sounds like he was pretty good. Like he wasn't trying to go too far to the left or the right, but at the end of the day, he made one comment about possibly voting for President Obama, and she was done. And she said, I'm going to hang up on you now, but before I hang up on you, I'm going to tell you why. And it was basically for that reason. And then she hung up the phone on him. So I was like, that's crazy. So like you said, it doesn't matter. You know, you can have the picture on there, or you can have a different name, an ethnic name or whatever it is. But, you know, I think it would have been more issues. And I said to him, it would have been more issues for him to keep her as a client, down the long haul, you know.
Absolutely.
It's better just to lose her now up front, kind of weed them out, you know.
Yeah, you know, and there's two things I always tell people that, you know, especially when you're trying to do business with someone, and it's two things you should steer clear of, and that's religion and politics, because it's a personal thing, you know, and that's part of the reason why our world is at war at this point in time is, you know, but you have to abide by my rules, or you have to abide by my beliefs and that kind of thing. And I can see where she probably tried to pigeonhole him in that. And, you know, there are things when I'll stand up in front of a workshop and people will ask me that. And, you know, all of a sudden, just because I'm African-American, people look at me and go, well, what do you think about Obamacare? Or I'm talking about HR law, and they're, you know, I'm talking about overtime, and they're saying, that's part of Obamacare, because they're looking at me, you know, as an African-American person, trying to tie it to that, you know. And I just have my nice little ways, and sometimes not so nice little ways, just to say, you know what, that is not what this is about. You know, if you want to do business, you want to talk about, you know, HR law and what's legal and what's not, we can do that. You know, if you want to talk about politics, talk to the person to the right of you, because that's not why I'm here today. So, but you're right, you know, people will find a reason to judge you, whether you've got blonde hair, short hair, long hair, blue eyes, green eyes. We all have hang-ups, you know. On that, and there's nothing you can do about that. And so in order to have a successful business, you know, in addition to that name, you've got to have confidence in what you are selling, you know, whether it's a widget or whether it's service or not, you know, because it comes across, your confidence comes across. And I tell you, there have been some things that I've talked about, and I just was like, get me out of here. I just really don't care. But I was confident and knowledgeable about what I had to say, and people were falling all over themselves to come and talk to me. So confidence, I would say, even though sometimes the first thing someone may see is that physical facade, you know, once you start talking to them about what you can offer them and what your experience is, what your passion is, and what you're willing to offer them, you know, a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times that other stuff will kind of fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're joined by our special co-host and guest, business plan expert, and the business plan lady herself, Sherry Darden, is here. And we're talking about a new year. It's the new year, time for your new business. Basically going back to just the basics. You know, we're talking about getting started with your business, talking about the business name, how to create that business name. And we kind of segued a little bit into our marketing piece just in terms of our business card and the image that we portray in business. So we're going to continue to keep the conversation going. Now, I do see there is someone that's been in the chat room with their hand up, not in the chat room, I'm sorry, on the line that is called in. So let's see if this caller is still available. We have someone online from the area code, let's see, 804 area code. Caller, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio. Are you there?
Yes. Good evening, ladies. My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia, and it's a new year and new paradigms are coming in too. I'm a little bit ahead of what's going to happen, but it will happen. And what you were discussing related to businesses and their names or whatever, more important is relationships. And sales is going to be passe. Products are going to be passe to, depending on how the company functions as far as providing, in addition to a good product and service, what I'm seeing is they're going to have to also keep their employees and their customers satisfied and engaged by offering education opportunities, incentives on an ongoing basis. And I have a whole new way of doing things through what I term creative utilization of information. And you were alluding to something related to video before, too. Cisco Systems did a study and said by 2014, almost all Internet traffic will be video. So if you don't want to put your own picture up there, something's going to have to attract people. And I have strategies based on passive income strategies that will allow employees that have to do a functionary job in their free time empower themselves and their family and even their children with home-based and all different.
Uh-oh, I think we're losing Hugh. Can you guys still hear Hugh?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, we hear you now.
Yes, and it's more going to be who you can establish a rapport with, because when you understand the somebody doesn't want this information out, it looks like.
Right, it's a conspiracy.
Yes, well, that's part of it, because truth and transparency are going to come to the forefront. What I'm bringing in is a whole new paradigm of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, moral, and forcing companies to be more responsible for their employees, their customers, the environment, and the community. If they can't do that in the very near future, they may not be around long as people wake up and realize election day isn't certain days, but every single day you buy a product, you're casting a vote for that company. So if you're going to buy lead-based painted toys out of China through Walmart, your kids have no choice. That's what they'll get. But you have a better choice by maybe buying American or from a good quality manufacturer from another country or whatever. So it's really, people are getting educated. Social media, big corporations are imploding from within. I had the occasion in 2011 to talk to a retired CEO of a major oil company. I threw something out to him just to see what his reaction might be. I said, you know, you have middle managers. There's no loyalty in these big multinationals anymore. You think they're sitting at their workstation doing jobs for the company. At the same time, they may be brokering business opportunities to enrich themselves, their family, and friends. He said, it's already happening. I said, good, because unless these companies wake up and start empowering their employees, every employee for a company, the way I see it, eventually will be an agent for that company, because they'll have a stake in it, and through these passive income strategies that have no limits, there'll be joint ventures and collaborations to no end, and that's where it's going to be like a Pac-Man. Those that are transparent and doing the right thing, people are going to want to associate with those type companies.
Definitely. You shared a lot of great points, Hugh. And we appreciate you calling in tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I can share my name, you might find some interesting things on the Internet. There's even a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy and other things.
Sure. Go ahead and share your information.
Yes. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H. And the last name is Charleston, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N as in Nancy. And I see one of you is down in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. Is that Ms. Darden? Or?
Yes, it is.
Yes. My last name has global recognition, and my father's company is headquartered in Fort Worth, Texas. If you Google Charleston and put it.com, I'd love to speak with you about some of the things I'm just starting to roll out, because I'm looking to empower women and indigenous people globally, too.
Okay. Okay. Well, great. We really appreciate you calling in and sharing your information with us.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Hugh.
And Hugh, feel free to go ahead and reach out to us via email. For anyone that's listening tonight, if you have any comments or you have any questions, you want to get more information about any of our guests and maybe even, you know, pick Hugh's brain, feel free to do that by sending us an email to mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com or going to the website mindshifttalkradio.com. Hit the contact us link and you can go and send us a message right from the website. But again, thank you to Hugh for calling in. He shared some great points, right?
I think
absolutely.
So. But one of the key ones was about relationships. And I think that we sometimes lose focus on that when in the starting of a new business or the rebranding or doing things differently or doing new things in our business, we kind of lose focus of the relationships, and it kind of goes towards money. And he talked about, you know, like customer service and taking care of your people. So I think that's just something to kind of keep in the back of our heads in any business interaction that we do.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about the bad experiences that you have, and I had to do an emergency trip to Iowa, of all places, last week to do some training for a client at the very last minute. And it was about customer service. And one of the things that I felt compelled to say in front of the workshop was what I had to go through to get there. I told them that I had to, you know, take a 10 o'clock flight on Tuesday night to get into Omaha at midnight, to drive 2 hours to Iowa to get there at 2 o'clock in the morning, to stand there bright and early at 8 o'clock to greet everybody as they came in. And when they were looking at me, I said, and I'm not here just to tell you about my personal stuff, because I know it's, you don't care whether I was up at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I said, my point is I wanted to let them know what the training company was willing to do to make sure that they did not cancel that workshop, the things that they went through, the money that they spent to make sure that those clients, those 31 people that were standing or sitting there in front of me went through to make sure that they got what they promised them. And so we do kind of lose that a little bit, you know, in our customer service. So that is one of the things that when you think about starting a small business is that you factor that, you know. When I talk about, you know, a business name, I always say this to people. I say, and it's a rhetorical question. I want them to really think about it is when somebody says their name, their business name, what do you want them to think? When somebody says your business name, what do you want them to think? You know, and I always use kind of like the analogy of Walmart, Macy's, and Nordstrom's. You know, there's a different thought and expectation and customer service and pricing and all of those things that we expect when we think about those three different types of businesses. So that's also, too, something you want to think about, kind of going back to the basics here, customer service and business name. You do want to make sure, when I said the word Walmart, Macy's, and Nordstrom, you want to make sure that when you choose your business name, that room for growth, that it's not deceptively close to somebody else's business name. You know, I was we were laughing earlier just about the Coming to America movie, where there was a little joke of, you know, McDowell you know, and he was always kind of joking in the back about this little lawsuit where he had the golden arches. He says, I'm not really copying on them. I've got the golden arcs. They've got the golden arches. They've got the Big Mac. I've got the Big Mick, you know, kind of thing. So you do want to make sure when you're creating your business name, that it is your own and that you're not kind of riding on the piggyback. Because, you know, those big wigs have big pockets and they will come and shut you down if they think you're trying to ride on the coattails of them. And that's not what you want to do when you're creating your own small business empire anyway.
Definitely. And I also like the part that Hugh shared even about the video piece, you know, kind of piggybacking off what we were talking about.
Yeah.
With the business part, and we talked a bit. That was interesting. I was like, wow, because I know for me, just even doing YouTube videos, when I first started doing YouTube videos, I would just crack up at myself and I would do the video like 25 times before I'd pick one little 2-minute segment that I would post.
Not as easy as you think, is it?
I was so critical of myself. And even to this point now, like, you know, I do the speaking and stuff, but I don't like to see myself on video. But I agree with him because people want to be able to touch you and to feel like they can have this personal relationship. And it's a way to establish rapport with your customers. You know, we talked about the business card being that first touch point, but there's so many other creative things that are going on now. Even my friend sent me a text message that he received from a dentist office, and it's just showing how technology is just amazing. But they're using this text message to confirm appointments, and then you go ahead and hit a 1 to acknowledge your appointment, and it sends back this really cool email, this text message confirmation. It's like no one has to call you now. And so, you know, there's some pros to it, and I'm sure there's some cons to it because some people will feel like, well, that's not personal. But I think it's cool because we have to be able to relate to people where they are now. And then you think about the average 16 to 20-year-old, these kids don't pick up phones and talk anymore. They want to text everything, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to be able to meet them where they are right now. So I thought that was pretty cool, just really standing ahead of the curve and you know, and just stand in the game, really. You got to step it up when it comes to technology.
And you know, it's just even piggybacking on the customer service and having that personal touch, and where video is going to be the way, especially when we're trying to reach people global. But what I want us to make sure is, while we're sitting here, we're talking about Twitter and we've got Facebook, and you're talking about text messaging and, you know, having these auto responses, never forget the personal touch in a business, especially in a small business. Sometimes we like to mimic our big counterparts, if you will, that we lose our personal touch. And that's one of the reasons why small businesses are so successful. You know, we talk about that demographic that likes to text and all that good stuff. But if you look, every corner, there's a bank popping up. And here in Texas, Chase is popping up on every corner. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's just one 6 blocks down the street. But what they're finding is that demographic between 18 and 35, when it comes to dealing with their money, when it comes to dealing with their livelihood, and this is something for you to consider too, Stacey, is they still like to talk to someone. And that's why you're always going to have a bank. You know, even though I love it, I was on my way to travel, and I happened to look in my mailbox, and I forgot to pull out one envelope, and it happened to be a check. And I'm like, shoot, I need this money. So what am I going to do? It's Sunday. I didn't feel like traveling around trying to find a Chase. And, of course, there's an app where you can take a picture of the front and the back of the check, and it gets deposited. You know, and they send you a confirmation. So it's an awesome thing, but there's still that touch where they found out when it came to their personal finances, where it came to their livelihood, they still wanted to go in the bank and talk to someone, which is why if you go to some of the Chase banks, especially before Washington Mutual got eaten up, there weren't the counters behind the plexiglass. It was actually where someone actually stood and came around a corner and actually talked to you. So that's going to be another thing I want to talk about with small businesses, is don't forget that personal touch. Don't forget that personal touch.
Before you go into that piece, let's just do another quick little station ID and let our listeners know, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren. Tonight we're joined by the phenomenal Sherry Darden, and we're talking about the new year and your new business. And so Sherry's sharing some great tips and some information with us about how to get started with your business and also how to take your business efforts to the next level. So I know you had some thoughts that you were going to share now. Sherry, go ahead.
Just to get on that personal touch, but I want to get back to the basics before we get into the customer service and all the good stuff. Again, creating that firm foundation, maybe not the not-so-fun stuff, but this is the good stuff to start with. We talked about the business name, figuring out what's going to be a good fit, something good to remember, not too much on the Ebonics side and all that good stuff, something that you can grow with, but we need to register it. Because, again, like I said, it's first come, first serve. And what you could do is spend a lot of time, money, and effort on business cards and all that good stuff and going out advertising, and could be served with a cease and desist letter. So you want to make sure no one else is using that business name. So first and foremost, you want to go down to your county courthouse, and this is the county that you're going to be operating your business out of, and register that business name, and you can do a business search. Depending on where you live, a lot of times your county courthouse will allow you to do a name search online. Still in the great state of Texas, most of our big cities still have the old-fashioned way that you've actually got to go down to the courthouse and do a key search, you know, on their database. But do that, register that name. It's probably about $20 or so. It gets that business name kind of tied up with you for about 7 to 10 years. If you want to make sure that no one uses that name in the entire state, then you've got to register that with your state comptroller. And I know there's a lot of information that I can't go into detail right now as we're kind of wrapping up. But just make sure you register that business name. So before you go get that business card, before you go put your picture on that business card, you've got to register that business name and make sure no one else is using that. So that's something else that you want to consider. And when you've got that name tied up, when you've got that name firmed up, go out and get yourself a business checking account. They're free. Make sure that the money that you use, the money that's coming in and out of this business venture, is separate from your personal finance. It's a lot easier at the end of the year when it comes tax time. It's a lot easier if Uncle Sam, or I like to call it Uncle Sugar, is the state. You know, IRS is Uncle Sam. We got Uncle Sam and Uncle Sugar. We got the county, and that's Cousin Scooter and all the family. When they decide they want to come in, it's the family. It's all in the family. When they want to come in and maybe audit you or say, well, you know, is this really a business expense? It's a lot easier to prove when you've got that separate business checking account. With that separate business checking account, you'll have a debit card. So anything that you purchase, you'll be able to use that and have that set aside. And personal also too, you know, I know I'm called a business plan lady, but I also have to deal with taxes with my clients every year. If you're going to spend money on your business and you want to write it off, you have to have a receipt. So make sure you keep records of everything that you spend. So if you're going to go to the dollar store and get pens and pencils, and you go to Office Depot, you go get a laptop, all that good stuff, you must keep good receipts, keep good records, and that's going to help you create that firm foundation, if you will. Before we get our website, before we get our business cards, all that good stuff, get that business name, get it firmed up, get it registered, no one else can come in and take it, get that business checking account. Now we can use that business checking account to get our business cards. And that's creating that firm foundation as you get your business started.
Okay. I'm sitting here having a coughing attack. Not having enough water. What do you think people make? Where do you see mistakes most often in the starting of new businesses or doing things differently in new businesses? Is it where their image isn't consistent with their name? Is it errors on their business card? Is it plain business cards? Where do you see the errors most?
If you're talking about errors, the biggest thing, I would actually suggest that you have a plain business card, no graphics, nothing on it, if you haven't decided what you want, what image you want, if you haven't decided on colors. The other thing on a business card is you want to make sure, and I know I'm going to make a couple of people angry right now, but if you want to play with the big boys, you have to act like the big boys do. And you want to make sure that you've got business cards that don't have Yahoo or AOL, those kinds of things. There are lots of places where you can go and get your domain name and get emails for free. So for about $10 a year, you can actually get a what we call a vanity email. So if the my name of my company is the Business Plan Lady and my website is thebusinessplanlady.com, then it's logical for me to have an email address with Sherry at thebusinessplanlady.com. So you don't have to worry about, is someone going to remember, is it at Gmail, is it at Yahoo, is it at Ymail, is it at AT&T.net? You want to have that professional image. So when you are putting up that big price tag of that product or service that you want to sell, you've got that. You know, you don't email anybody at Nordstrom at, you know, hotbikerchick.com. You know, you're mailing somebody at Nordstrom.com. So that's, again, you know, creating that firm foundation of creating that nice, consistent brand, if you will.
I think that it's so important just as a personal practice in general. I'll never forget, there was a young lady applying for a job, and her email address was like kissyfacebaby-something. And really? This is the email address you put on an email? Like, I think that's a really great practice, and I'm going to start researching. You said $10 a year.
Well, it all depends on where you get your domain hosting. You know, you've got places like GoDaddy. You've got places like Gator.com, 1and1.com, wherever you're going to get your www. When you purchase that domain name for the year, so whether it's $6.95, $7.95, $10.95, whatever the price is, 9 times out of 10, they are going to give you at least one email address. 9 times out of 10, they'll give you 5 or maybe even unlimited. So you can have sales at thebusinessplanlady.com. You can have questions at thebusinessplanlady.com. Sherry at thebusinessplanlady.com. So, again, if I can remember your business name and your business name and your domain name match, 9 times out of 10, if I have forgotten or lost or never had one of your business cards, I'm going to try, if I remember your first name, to go there and see if that works. I can't tell you how many times I remember people, and I remember where they work, and I remember their names, and I'll just try that, and I'll get it as opposed to, you know, it never working. So you could miss some business that way if you're not having that consistent brand of your email address and your domain. So, yeah, because consistency is the key. I know I'm making some people mad with the Gmail and the Ymail and all that good stuff, but, you know, I'm going to have a hard time, you know, writing a $5,000 check to somebody at gmail.com. I want to know. And it may not be any more legitimate. It's just what it is about. We just talked about earlier today. It all depends on our first impression, you know, what someone or something looks like, you know. You know,
I think it adds to the credibility piece as well.
Yes.
Well,
absolutely.
Why am I going to invest in you if you're not willing to invest in yourself? If you don't
invest
enough in yourself to get your own domain name, and you're using the free ones, am I thinking it's all about a hookup, getting over, freebies, what?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, Finn, you know, Vistaprint does lots of free business cards, and a lot of times what they'll do is, because it's free, it'll have Vistaprint.com written on the back. Take the extra $3 and get it taken off and pay for it so that it looks like a real business card. You know, it just is what it is. You know, again, if you want to have that image, you know, and again, it depends on, you know, what kind of business you're looking for. If it's just a little sideline, you know, I hang up pictures on the weekends. This is just something I do, you know, as a hobby, then maybe that's okay. But if this is truly going to be a true business venture, then it speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right. Well, I know we're coming up. I mean, time is flying by already. We only have about 5 minutes left. So I guess if you could just give us the final nuggets that we could use, Sherry, for those that are listening right now. They know how to get started as far as picking that business name. We've talked about the business cards, and you've talked about some free resources that are out there, especially in terms of, like, the email communication and so forth. What final bit of information would you want to share with the listeners before we have to close out tonight?
Okay, do your homework. Know who your competitors are. The worst thing you can do is say that I have no competitors. There's no one out there that does anything that I do. They may not do the exact same thing that you do, but there's going to be someone out there that's going to offer a product or service that will be a satisfactory substitute. So look at your competitors. This will help you, because the next question is going to be, how do I price my product? That's going to be one of the first things you're going to do, is look at what your competitors are pricing. How are they marketing? Where are they getting their customers from? What do their customers look like? So go out there, do your homework, do Google searches, go shopping, go to the mall, whatever it is that you're selling, you're offering. Look at your competitors. You know, as another insurance agent, what are they offering? Are they offering kudos? Are they offering maps or squeeze toys or pins or that kind of thing? Look at what they're doing that makes them stand out, you know, in their field. I'm not saying that you have to replicate it, but it is something to consider. So go out there and look and see what your competitors are offering, and see if that's something that is incorporated into your product and service offering, or if there's something that you can identify that you can add above and beyond to be a little bit, you know, stand out a little bit above your competitors, to justify why
Definitely.
They should come and spend their dollars with you as opposed to your competitor. So do your homework. Just do your homework.
Definitely.
See who your competitors are.
I agree with that part, too, just on that last piece you talked about what you can do differently. And we had Bob Berg here, best-selling author of The Go-Giver. And that's a piece that he continued to drive about 3 weeks ago. So for those of you that may have missed that show, definitely recommend or suggest that you go back and listen to that show. It's at mindshifttalkradio.com. And Bob Berg was here, and he talked about that value piece. It's like what you said just now, Sherry, is knowing what the competition is offering, but really studying to determine what it is that you can do differently to provide more value to your customers. Because it's, in this day and age, especially with me in the insurance business, you know, we understand that it's not about selling to price anymore, but it's really about selling to that value. Because with the services that I'm offering to my clients, I'm not always the lowest priced person, but I can honestly say with conviction and be confident that I'm providing the best value in the education and so forth that I'm providing in the time that I'm investing in my clients. And so you're right, we have to do the research. Many people are just doing the basics. They cut corners, you know, like you talked about, the business cards from Vistaprint and so forth. Yeah, they're doing that stuff so they can pass on some of that savings to you. But at the end of the day, just because it looks good right now doesn't mean it's the best thing for you. So you want to do your research as well. So thanks for sharing that part as well, Sherry.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I know we're wrapping it up. We only have about 2 minutes left. So if you can go ahead and just let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you and get more information from you.
Okay. Well, they can go out and like me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook page, and it's The Business Plan Lady. So you go to facebook.com/ The Business Plan Lady, or they can find me on the web, and that's thebusinessplanlady.com, talking about branding and consistency. So they can find me that, or if they want to email me, they can email me at Sherry, that's Sherry, at thebusinessplanlady.com.
All righty. Well, thank you for joining us again. As we said, you're not a guest anymore. You're family now.
Okay, I'm
thank you
my own
for
plate.
Being
okay.
As always, we appreciate you, Sherry.
Yeah. I appreciate you. Happy Mind Shift Monday.
Thank you.
Same to you, Sister Big Bones. We're wrapping it up, but it's always great to be here with you on Mondays. Are you okay? I know you said you had some coughing situation going on over there. Are you okay?
The pleasure's all mine. I don't know what it is. I keep trying to drink this water and cough and not choke. So, yeah, Mama,
it's contagious.
Right.
See, I just coughed just now. It's contagious. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you to all of you that tuned in tonight. Thank you again to those of you listening to the replay. And thank you to Hugh for calling in tonight. I think he was out in the Texas area, or was he calling from Virginia? But
Virginia.
Thank you,
Virginia.
From Virginia. Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. As always, we encourage you guys to be here with us every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, for Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita, Sister Big Bones Warren. Catch us on Facebook and catch us online at mindshifttalkradio.com. You guys be blessed and have another phenomenal mind-shifting week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.